Welcome to everyone. So, last time Sage was promising to tell a story. So he was saying, Srunu putra katham ekam tadarth hridaye akhilam matto vadhar putra tvam yatekchas tatha kuru. So he was saying that I am going to tell you a story and in the word he is using, he is saying like matto vadhare, means if something sprout out of that in you, means like generally when we speak we have like a wish that people should be moved, you know, like kind of like speaking in a way, kind of like more active way, you know, like we try to find words, you know, we try to kind of like little bit provoke emotions so that moving happens while, you know, somebody is speaking. But this sage, you know, he's like so free from all these things. So saying, actually, listen to it. And if sprouting happens, you know, it's not that you really have to listen and you have to move. So saying like, let it sink in you. And if something comes after like, you know, not now, so that you have enough time to digest it. And after digestion, if some life comes, then only you have to act upon. It's not that directly you have to act upon. So there is no wish kind of like to change anyone. But probably, like, you know, the realization is so deep that kind of like the trust in life is so much that certainly life will sprout through this. So that's why he's saying like, matto vadhare putra tvam yathechhas tatha kuru. Like once this has gone in and then sprouted, and then because it's through the sprouting, so then certainly I will be out of it, you know, because it really, you will feel like link with your life. You know, if you have to make some changes in your life, they will come because of you, not because of me. So I'm not taking any kind of like any credit of this. I'm just saying. And probably because of the knowing life or trusting life, also knows that that will happen. But that will be like a sprout, you know, like a something grown in you, and will be difficult to say that, you know, this was because of you. So this is why he's saying, like, after, you know, you do what it feels to you, right? And then, Surichir Nam Kachit Istri Apsaro Gan Uptama Upavista Himvata Sikhare Sikhare Sikh Samrate. And the story is of the inner life. So when we contact inner life, and become very, very quiet. And almost getting like, you know, very deep. Deeper than like, you know, if example will be kind of like if you are, you know, say floating in the water, like, you know, some people can really stand and float, you know, like it's kind of like this. You can stand in the water. Some people can, like, you have to move legs as well as, you know, hands. And you can really be like this, floating kind of there. And say, one moment you decide not to float, you know. You stop legs and hands. So what will happen, like you will, you know, start going down. So similar thing happens in the inner realm also. Meditation reaches to a kind of like, we can say, state, and it feels like you have stopped, like your, you know, like your hands and legs, and like kind of like a drowning feeling happens, and suddenly like something of the life doesn't want, like something of the life is against meditation. Like each individual who has been that place knows this, that something of the life is against meditative life, you know, very, very unconsciously. It's like before, you don't know that somebody is against me, as long as you haven't been there. So as soon as you, like, you know, that situation happens, suddenly like a probably whisper, you know, from this life, which is against meditative life, somehow like we really come back because of that, because of this one sign or this one noise. So similar, like he's describing this thing that there has been, and he's giving name like to this you know, it cannot be said tendency. It's, I think, beyond tendencies. Like probably some kind of, we can say some kind of like command from the nature, you know, so that we can be within the realm of nature. Like, you know, nature really puts in us something, so we don't go away like beyond the nature. So that kind of like some command. And he is giving name this Suruch. Suruch means like the you know, liking for playfulness. So saying like some kind of that command, you know, which is because of the liking of playfulness. And upavishta himuvata sikhare sikhare sikhi samrite. And that cannot be seen. Like, you know, before, prior to being that state. Because another, like he's describing, he's saying that actually, like where the snow peaks are, snow peaks, like, you know, also in inner life, there is like a time when kind of like the you know, like when we want to say contact in, it's like a kind of like blankness, but blankness is not like only blankness. It has like some probably like white light, you know, like a, like when we really say, like generally our life is life of ideas, you know, like we really live through ideas. And then it's very easy. Like we contact one idea and, you know, like we start living with that. And then also keep on changing. Another idea come and it's like very kind of like solid place. Ideas, like, you know, like you really hang with one and keep on living, like without being indecisive, you know, like as long as that idea is dominant. But of course then another idea comes and then, you know, the prior one is gone. There is this kind of life. And then you start probably questioning, you know, the kind of like the ideas. And then kind of like, say, we spiritual life or, you know, trying to find some other command of the life. That happens. And then this meditative life happens. And in meditative life, you reach, it's like a indecisive place, but full of light, you know, like the, you have reached the realm of light, but commands are not known, you know, like how to translate that light into words, you know, into life is difficult. Kind of like you, like from outward, you will be seen as indecisive person, you know, kind of like. But like there is not indecisiveness, like you really know and also don't know. Like at the same time, you say, I know, but I cannot say, you know, like, you know, like you can walk, you know, you can live, but you cannot speak. This is that time. So saying that, like the, you know, using the outer examples, it's like the peaks of snow, you know, in the, within the peaks of snow, and another thing, like using like the many, many peacocks there, you know, peacocks. And this is also another good example because peacock kind of like transcends nature, like somewhere, like because it is said that, like in order to conceive, you know, they don't have to go through natural process, you know, like the like male will dance and something will come out of male's mouth and female will eat and she will conceive. So it's like transcending nature. So it's what he's saying, like, you know, in the time of transcending nature, and inner state will be like light, you know, but still without kind of translator, we can say. Like, you know, if a computer has no translator, it will be very difficult to kind of like read our emails, you know, without translator. So similarly, probably, you know, everything is there without translator. So you know, this realm like you really know, but also don't know. Like you say at the same time, ah, I really know, but I also don't know. So similarly, he's saying that actually in that state, suddenly, like whatever is in us against meditation and which has not been known yet. Also, like when we start, we don't know that, you know, I'm against meditation because like we really go to retreats, you know, each opportunity we find, we meditate. And then there comes a time that we find out, ah, you know, somebody is in me, you know, against my meditation. So,
is the gain, like the kind of like,
you know, like we know like many things, like also many times we know those are not good, but still we keep on doing so, those things.
So the voice that's kind of, that you might come across that's against meditation, is that just your logical mind, your kind of conscious mind saying that perhaps it's not a good idea to meditate or?
No, it's not, like it's beyond the mind, yeah. Actually, like you reach, you know, like kind of like deeper than the mind.
Sure, yeah.
And there, you know, appears like suddenly like you, really, suddenly you are out of that.
And then you find a doubt that what you're doing is correct.
Then
you discover some doubt. Is that what you're saying? Like right? When you're meditating, is
yeah, it's like you know, it's not doubt. You know, it's like because those places are kind of like you know, doubt is always in mind. You know,
yeah.
And this fact, like this is, it doesn't belong in the mind. It's beyond the mind. Somewhere, like some kind of command. So that's why I'm saying. Some kind of command put by nature, so that we cannot be beyond the nature somewhere. So that appears.
It's like a warning.
Yeah, warning. Kind of like also not like you really find yourself effect like after effect, you know,
yeah.
Like you see yourself out of meditation, right. And something like some kind of like a. You know, some like you also regard one like kind of like as if some like you know, if you are going to sleep and somebody did like this to you.
Right. Yeah.
So something like you recall like, you know, something like that and then also out of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no way. Like it's like that's why kind of like a momentum, you know. This is why like we always talk of momentum, you know, in meditation. Mm-hmm. Like only momentum of meditation, like continuity, that makes one day it happen. Also, like you know, like you are kind of done, and after a few times, like you also pass. Also, you know, like also people go beyond, but few times that is done certainly. It's like no escape, kind of. So probably like the momentum, like next time, when you know, like you are little prepared, you know, next time you are more prepared, and then like you also surpass.
So there is something sinking in and preparing, but that deep.
It's. It's not like really preparation, you know, some kind of preparation, but not really kind of like preparation which we know. So like some way, like some kind of like momentum is kind of like, you know, it's momentum for meditation, you know, that really allows us to surpass that. So Sage is describing that, you know, in that, like a inner realm, this suruchi, or, you know, the command from the nature is there, and that will really play when time will come, you know. So not to really kind of like a because, say, if somebody you know, somebody has not passed that. So once we come back, you know, it will be really difficult for us to continue meditation, because it's like somehow we try to find and it's beyond us. That command is beyond us. So it's like very, very helpful to know that those states come, and also those states are past. Like we can really go deeper, and it's like few times, you know, there will be interruption, you know, we will be interrupted. Because like somehow like a because actually, you know, say the you know, question to connect to all, you know, doesn't come very easily. Kind of like, you know, life really has to go through individualities, you know, so many times. And then only this question to connect back comes. So that means there is a liking of being individual. And I think, you know, it's very natural, kind of like, because like, you know, we can really play so many games with it. Like we can be so many somebodies, you know, kind of like. Like also say, kind of like, you know, in our life, many times when we like to be somebody, we really like it, you know. Like there are times we really want to be somebody, you know, and then we also like it, those times. And then also those times, there are times that being somebody is not the way I thought, you know, that is not going so well. And then probably the question comes, you know. So question comes and then, so the question comes and I really recognize that maybe, you know, I have to change this somebody to some other somebody. Like question is never against somebody. Like first question comes, you know, I'm this somebody, and probably this somebody is not good, you know. So I have to be a different, little different somebody. So then we be little different somebody. And then we be another little different somebody. And then later, like very late, like I think we are not so quick, you know, somehow. So after being many somebodies, we really question, do I have to be somebody or not? Kind of. So that's why I'm saying like this playfulness. You know, there is like some liking.
Mm-hmm. But like, it sounded like an experience like drowning.
Like drowning, yeah.
Like drowning.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of command of saying, like, you're drowning or something.
No, it's like, it doesn't, like, it's not words, you know, at all.
But like,
yeah, it's kind of like you really feel very much synced within you, kind of like, and then kind of like, you know, like bump back. And only once you, because when you are kind of like, it's like the first experience, like, because you are going from this side to another side. So almost like probably, you know, there is some connectivity to this, but not as much that you can really recognize, you know, what is going on. And you recognize, like, once you are in the body, kind of like, again. So, you know, something like very, very deep, but within us.
Is it a kind of resistance that you encounter?
Resistance, yeah. We can say resistance, yeah. Like,
and it's your like perceived individuality.
Yeah, within your perceived individuality. Yeah, it's kind of like some resistance. Yeah, maybe it's a better word than the command. Yeah, but.
Is it the same thing that gives birth to us?
That gives birth to us. Yeah, like within that realm, you know, it's not like only, like, in that kind of like a, you know, organization, you know, like one of the member of that organization. Yeah. Yeah.
Does the bouncing happen at only one level, or are there different versions of the bouncing at different levels?
Like also, of, like, this is one level, and then, you know, there will be also another level, but like we are not taking that here. And the meditative you. Kind of like somehow, of course, we have to balance, you know, because like meditative you will like to only meditate. So also sometimes we have to really bring the, you know, this you, so that, you know, we can also have food and all these things. Because this is time, like, nobody cares for meditative people, you know, like the societies, like, there has been time, you know, in the past where societies has been caring about meditative people. So then maybe this you, other you was not that important. And now we are in this time where we really have to somehow find a balance. Because no support, kind of like social support, no. Like countries really support everything other than the meditation. Like all the governments, you know. Like they really can lose, like, you know. I think like recently they lost how many, kind of like 33 billion like crore or, you know, dollars in one kind of like scientific event. And they were happy to do that. They don't want to lose, like, probably, you know, like one meditative person will, I think, will use like $500 or something per month. And they really don't want to use like that much. Yeah, please.
Someone meditates and never come back from it.
What?
Somebody meditates and never come back from it. Is that a concern?
You know, I don't know, maybe like the... probably, you know, the governments, they don't understand, you know. Yeah. Because, you know, like, somehow, you know, there is not understanding around this.
I think maybe it mm-hmm. might have been something similar to what Nathan was saying, which is at that point which I'm pulled out, mm-hmm. to me it's always felt frightening.
Frightening, so
yeah. I assume.
Yeah.
Because I make the assumption later in my mind.
No, it's like a little bit frightening there, yeah.
Yeah, but I assume that it was a fear of falling mm-hmm. and the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like in what Sadie's saying here, that it's not so much that fear of going deeper, but it's the kind of creative mind, the creative personality pulling me up, as opposed to me being frightened of going down.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, if it is frightened, so then, like, nobody will be able to pass. Kind of like, so that's why it's not frightened, no. Like if, say it's that place, it's in spite of you, you know. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if some frightening is there, probably, you know, no way to surpass that. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, he's not calling.
So,
why
do I feel that?
Like, because it's like that, you know. Like it's suddenly like, kind of like a shock, you know. And shock is always kind of translated in our mind as frightening. Like any shock, it's frightening, you know, somehow.
Sure.
Like, so that's why, like, you know, the shock, but then very, very soon, as frightening.
But the suggestion is that I'm not basically or fundamentally frightened.
No. If one is frightened, then there is no way out, because that frightening is like, as you know, that is beyond you. Like you are kind of like, you know, somehow out of you. And then that happened. So if that was because of frightening, then it's probably very difficult to find a way. Yeah, it's really good news. Yeah. Yes, Leniji.
Well, now, I always see resistance as something, I deal with a lot of resistance, especially out of a meditation retreat.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow I want to, I resist doing the meditation in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I want to do it.
Yeah.
But then, I resist it. There is something inside of me that resists that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that as a as very unhelpful, but at the same time, it's very real. It's just there.
Yeah.
Well, let's go have a cup of tea. It's cold this morning.
Yeah.
So there's anything
That
I can grab onto to not do the meditation. I do the yoga.
Yeah.
I like that. But there's something inside of me that resists it. I mean, even I tried even things like just meditating for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
or maybe 15 minutes, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start that tomorrow.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I think.
What do you think?
Yeah. Also, like probably kind of the logical mind, you know, like because there are not enough logics, you know, pro to meditation, you know, like even in logical mind, like, you know, there are not enough logic pro to meditation. And this is why probably, you know, most of us, you know, like most of us means like I'm not talking about people who are in the heart. Like most of the world doesn't meditate. Like only when something deep happens, like in us, like some kind of like, you know, some experience, like most of the people who come to retreat, something has happened to them. In the past. So, which really questions the logical mind. And you know, really kind of like try to find out some, you know, what is the depth of life. So certainly like the logical mind, there will always be doubt about meditation or resistance against meditation. Yeah, of course, like some discipline, you know, like, yeah, you can, and I think like, you know, like I will say to my mind, you know, I will say, okay, let me do it today and tomorrow I will not do. Right? You know, my trick to my mind will be, I will say to him, okay, you know, please let me do today and tomorrow I will listen to you. Kind of. So.
Maybe I'll put a little sign. It says that on my desk.
रमन्ते क मसंतप्ता किन्नरयो यत्र किन्नरै स्वधुर धुन्य योधेन संसृष्टे महाघोग विनाशिना. So it's saying like in that kind of like inner state, like, you know, there are some flow, you know, like flows going on and and those flows can be they they name like Kinnar, you know, the realm of, like in Sanskrit they have this word called Kinnar, which is like not psyche, you know, like something beyond psyche. Actually, we know psyche, what psyche is. But after the psyche, there are subtler realms than the psyche. But they also have a flow. So saying also, like in that inner kind of like drowning space, also there are these like flows going on, which they give name Kinnar. So means still in that realm, probably trying to describe that life beyond psyche, you know, kind of flows beyond psyche are there. And because they are beyond psyche, so actually somehow, like we can affect psyches, but if we have to do something which is beyond psyche, probably kind of like we really have to, like only being in that realm, there is a possibility, not from some other realm, not from the psyche realm. So saying that we have to accept that also there are flows which which are subtler than the psyche, which are not part of the personality, you know, it's not part of and probably just spending time there, you know, the familiarity and kind of acknowledgement of like what to do, you know, like probably not to do, like how to be, will come. So saying also in that realm we really have to spend time so that being familiar with and probably on that realm we cannot say acting, you know, so I don't know what to say, you know, collect something which can connect to acting, like on psyche realm. So whatever we can call there, you know, it's not acting, it's something else, but kind of acting we can say. So saying that spending time will probably make us familiar to, you know, how to be there, how to. Are there any questions? Otherwise, we can be quiet for a few minutes. Do you mean stabilizing? Yeah.
So that it has an effect on psyche, like a shift.
A shift. Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah. Like kind of like, you know, there will be like still, like when you reach, you know, there are currents going on, you know, some other currents. And not being familiar to them can move us to, like, not a, you know, to another direction again. Like still, you know, life, there is life.
Yeah.
And it's not like individual life. But some kind of like maybe some collective, you know, something is there. And if we don't spend, you know, time there,
yeah.
So maybe like we are out of individuality, but again part of something.
Okay.
So just to be aware of that.